The brushstrokes are bold, the paint stands thick on the canvas, the colors bright red, blue, green, and yellow. Peter Max's work seems to punch through the ordinary into the realm of the mystical, much like his posters of the 60s that won him awards and world fame. He looks back on that time with fondness and says his work of today is more intellectual.
I love the art of the 60s, and I've just sort of detoured away from it because I almost covered all the spots, you know, creatively in that area. And sometimes I feel I'm going to go back to it again and paint like that again. I love the feeling that came out of the paintings. There was a certain kind of spiritual connection.
Unlike many artists, Max has achieved success while still alive and says he's done it without compromising his individuality.
The most successful paintings are still of artists that have been, you know, gone for almost 100 years. It's just, I think, in this last decade, or two or three, that artists have started really achieving success in their own lifetime.
Max says popular art today is more diversified, more sophisticated, and appeals to more people. He describes a small pen-and-ink drawing of a woman's face done on a lazy Sunday morning called Profile in the Wind.
This is just one thin layer of a very, very big volume of work that I do. So there's nothing specific, you know, that happened on this particular drawing. It was just a little sketch, a moment that was a few minutes long, just a little pen and ink sketch. You know, there wasn't a very big message in there. It was something I did as a study, just playful, and that's all it is.
About 30 of Max's paintings and drawings are on display at the Nicolay Gallery in Columbus's Short North. Chris Howell, News 820.